Welcome to TFP, the Theater Folk Podcast. I am Lindsay Price, resident playwright for Theater Folk. Hello, I hope you're well. Thanks for listening. So today is it's an extra special edition of TFP, but, you know, as I say that, I mean, I shouldn't say that since I think every episode is special, but what I really mean is that today I'm not alone. I have my partner in crime sitting beside me, Craig Mason.
Hello, Lindsay.
Hello. And I guess what I mean is that Craig and I were going to do something a little special today, aren't we?
Yeah, we did this little survey where we asked you guys just four questions. What were the four questions, Lindsay? How did you hear about Theater Folk?
Yep.
Why do you buy our plays? And if you don't, why not? What do you like about us? And what else would you like us to offer? Now, that was just intended to be like an internal thing for us to get like a measurement of who's out there and what they want from us. Because we've just been soaring with people on Facebook.
Yeah, we've never done that before. First of all, because it's kind of hard for us. We're sensitive folk a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's hard for us to ask that question. If you don't buy from us, why not? Except that it's really, really helpful and useful. Like, how can we get better if we don't get feedback?
And the good news is we got a couple of hundred responses, and they were just fantastic. And, you know, I'm not saying it was all positive, but I thought that the stuff that was negative was stuff that we really could embrace and do
learn
things with.
From.
Yeah, I was so concerned, and those concerns were completely unfounded.
You know what? We're always concerned. Craig and I have. I would say. Well, I know I can only speak for myself, but I have an imagination which helps me write a lot of plays. If people ask me all the time, how is it that I write so much? And my inner answer is because my brain is whacked out. It goes places. But then the other side of that is that I always think something hugely negative is going to happen every time we put ourselves out there.
Mm-hmm.
But that did not happen. And let's get down to it. Let's go. Let's go. Let's really go.
Okay. So what I did, now you have not read any of these responses.
No,
yet, right?
So that I can give a very honest and,
okay, cool. And I only really just looked at
them.
I looked at them quickly at the beginning just to make sure that the form was working. And then I haven't really touched it since then. But what I did just before we started recording is I went through, I just grabbed, it was, and oh, I should say this too. The survey was just completely anonymous. The only data we have are the four answers that people gave. We don't have any other.
Where they're from or who they're from, so.
A couple of people left their names, but they're people that we know.
Aww, that's nice.
It was very sweet. One person said, you know, there's no need for anonymity here. I love you guys or something like that. So anyway.
Well, we love you too.
I'll tell you who it was after we stop.
Okay.
So what I did was I took each of the four questions, and I went through them and just pulled out things that I thought would be worthy for us to discuss and worthy enough that we could be able to.
Other people might be interested.
Other people might benefit from the responses to these. Yeah. So the first question was, how did you hear about Theater Folk? Now, what would you think would be the number one way people heard about us?
A conference or getting our catalog in the mail.
Yeah, that seemed to be about it. Also, also the Facebook page, also referrals from other teachers.
Okay.
And even there was one where they were a student who had done one of our shows and is now a teacher, if you want to feel really old.
Oh, my heavens.
So here's some of the responses, and you can just pipe in if you want to.
I pick up my tea, I'm going to take a sip, and I will listen to your responses.
I was judging IEs at International Thespian Festival, and two boys did a piece from Wait, Wait, Bo Bate. I was hooked.
Oh, see, I know who that is.
Yeah, I know. That's the person who left their name. I came across Theater Folk through the resources page, and from there requested a catalog. I'm guessing by that they mean the free resources page.
Yes.
Theaterfolk.com/free, and there's a ton of great stuff there that you can download and use in your classroom.
All of which is conveniently free.
Yeah, that's why it's /free.
Yeah, as opposed to
/pay.
$100 million.
Yeah. I got your catalog in my school mailbox. We do send out a lot of catalogs.
We send out about, is it Is it 20,000 a year or 20,000
twice a year? It's a little over that, yeah.
20,000 a year. And it's very interesting because there was a time where I think we are headed towards a paperless society,
mm-hmm.
but we decided that we were heading there quicker than we actually are.
That's right. We stopped doing the catalog.
5 years ago, we stopped doing the catalog, which was not a good decision.
No. It impacted us negatively.
It impacted us negatively and took about 5 years to sort of, well, not that long, but it's interesting how, you know, you have to make these choices and decisions about what you're going to do and where you're going to go. And it's hard because sometimes those decisions are wrong,
mm-hmm.
but you can't be afraid of a wrong decision.
No, but I think the catalog will still be around for a few more years.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be much shyer about pulling that. Facebook, another teacher liked the page. I'm always looking for new ideas, so I like the page too. I found a lot of great information and resources on the Facebook page along with the emails. I use the script writing ideas in my class this year.
Awesome. Student playwriting rocks. I think that's what we're here for.
Here's one. They learned about us through NCTAE, which is the North Carolina Theater Arts Educators. That's the first conference we go to in every school year, and they're awesome people.
They are. North Carolina has a very strong and small but mighty, vibrant theater teacher community.
Here's someone who learned, like I said, they learned about us from Facebook friends who are drama teachers. I then liked your page and subscribed to your newsletter. They're looking for plays. They found sample pages.
Awesome. So it's nice to hear. It's nice to know how people find you. And it's nice to know that people find you in the way that you expect.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's move on to the next question. Yeah?
Yep.
Why do you buy our plays? If you don't, why not? There's some good stuff in here.
Excellent. That's what we're here for.
One, because you write for teenagers. You write for them in a way that is respectful, mature, and that they get.
That is I like that a lot because it's very important that that they like it and that they get. And I always say that, like, I have a couple of plays that are quite old, like they're verging on 20 plus years old that still get done. And that to me says that they, regardless of, there are some technology mentions in a couple of them, which lead me now to never write about technology because it dates so quickly. But what's going on in the play, the meat of the play, the characters of the play, they still hit. And that's a great source of pride for me. Okay.
I was intrigued by the selection and variety of plays. Many of your plays tie into the ELA curriculum that my students are learning about.
Oh,
I don't know what ELA
is.
English
ELA.
Language Arts?
Oh, maybe.
So they could be talking about some of the Shakespeare adaptations, Canterbury Tales.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It would be great to have even more, I think.
I think so, too. Adaptation is my absolute favorite form of writing. I like taking something in one form and turning it into another.
Here's a good one. I don't purchase. Your costs are too high for a small elementary middle school with not much of a budget.
Too high?
Well, listen, some people don't have any budget at all.
It's true, but things are not free. And we offer a lot of free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. If we're going to be totally honest and upfront, that's the kind of answer that really hurts because we want everyone to be able to do our stuff. And mm-hmm. I would love to give away everything I have for free. But the problem is that, you know, when you go to the dentist, it's not free. You know, when you go to a bookstore, it's not free. And it irks me that I'm expected to be free. That the arts are expected to be free.
I don't even think that it's the teacher themselves to blame, as it were, in that question. It's if they don't have a budget, they don't have a budget. And so if their school district doesn't value the arts enough to actually give them money to perform a play, then it's a really difficult situation.
But then on the other hand, we're going to feature a podcast where a teacher does not have a theater in her, or even a gymnasium that she can use. And she, you know, she works like crazy and finds a place to perform. I know a teacher who she wanted me to come into her classroom and teach. And I said, this is what the price is. And she went out and she got, she went to other teachers in other areas where I could maybe do some cross curricular stuff. So it's, you know, it's, It's such a hard question.
I know.
I want everything to be free, but then on the other hand, I find too that I undervalue my stuff all the time. Like mm-hmm. I for the time that it costs to write something or to prepare a lesson for a workshop or to give feedback to somebody, you know, all of that takes, it doesn't take like hours of time. It takes years of time. It's mm-hmm. years that you and I have been doing this. And mm-hmm. It still doesn't matter. People have budgets or they don't. Mm-hmm. And it still sucks when someone says you're too expensive.
I know. I mean, because you just look at the comparables, you look at other publishers, what they're charging. We're right down the middle. There's a couple people who are cheaper than us, but there's a whole lot of them that are more expensive. And actually, you know what? Also reflected in the feedback was that we were affordable. People could afford our yeah. stuff. So, you know, you got to go somewhere in the middle. You can't please everyone. You offer a wonderful range of plays for true high school level. Many others simply offer middle school plays and say they are high school appropriate. That's a great compliment.
That's interesting because, so that says that they think that we're not too kiddie. Is that what that says?
I think they're saying that, if I'm reading that correctly, they're saying that they're saying that our high school plays are appropriate for high schools, not just middle school plays that a high school student could also perform.
Awesome.
I take that as a compliment.
I take that as a great compliment.
I'm not in a position to buy plays since I don't run a theater department for a school or other organization. I'm a playwright who teaches playwriting creative process, so I'm usually hired by people who would be in a position to buy your plays.
Well, that's an interesting person who hangs out on our Facebook or hangs out where we are, who is a different sort of customer.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do a lot of playwriting exercises, so mm-hmm. I could see where playwrights would
be
interested in that. And that would be great. Hey, and if you're in those schools, then hey, let them know about what we have and how great we are. There you go.
That's another thing we're not good at. We're not good at saying, you know, because we're pretty good. I couldn't even say it. I was about to say we're pretty great, and I had to downgrade to we're pretty good. Okay.
That's Canadian.
I know.
Sorry. Thus far, I've not purchased one of your plays, but it's only because I had a different need this fall. I found several that I really like, and I love all your resources. Awesome. Here was a curious one, I thought. For our Evening of One Acts main stage, we were going to do Shuddersome Tales of Poe, but the costuming of it was too expensive. The one act that we're taking to the one act festival killed our budget due to set and costume, but I'm not giving up. Now that I find curious because when we saw Shuddersome Tales of Poe, the original production, they were wearing black
tops and black pants,
black shirts and black pants. So I don't know what the costuming
and some capes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say I think the only really costuming bit was they did the Mask of Red Death. And they did this wonderful eye masks that they wore on one side when they were doing the party, that when death sort of swept a cape over them and they were able to flip them to show the red death on the other side, which I thought was a really great way of theatricalizing
that effect.
Mm-hmm. Also with very quickly without makeup. You know what I say? I say theater works in jeans and t-shirts.
I think that's always the joke of that we say about our shows is that you could do most of our plays with
two cubes.
And if you really had to, you could cut one of the cubes.
And I like my, we've been going to the International Thespian Festival, in Lincoln, Nebraska, off and on for 10 years. And then we did a number of teaching years before that in the 90s. And I'll always remember I saw a play from, I don't remember where it is, but it's as far south in Texas as you could go. And this was before they had a second theater. So this was four kids with four chairs on the lip of the lead center. So this is a theater that can hold 3,000 patrons. And one of the shows we saw had a life-sized ship on it from Pirates of Penzance with cannons firing, 8 follow spots and a Jesus Christ Superstar. And this play was four kids in blue jeans and t-shirts and four chairs. And it's one of the most memorable moments I have.
It's still my most favorite thing I've ever seen on that massive lead stage.
So all I can say is bring the world of theater to life with the words
mm-hmm.
and with your action. And you know what? If and here's an actually a very interesting story. I know another theater teacher who was in a new theater, and they decided, not her, but the whoever was building the theater decided at some point that they had run out of money and they weren't going to finish her theater. So she had a space, but she had no lights and she had no sound. And so she did Our Town, and she did it in the space. And I think they used flashlights, and they just used anything handheld that they could use to light the play. And the paper got involved and was like, why is this theater, this school, which is doing such great work, you know, where are their lights? You know, so
that works for that play, though, because it's so earthy.
It would work for Shuddersome, too.
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
You know?
Okay. Here's one that hurts. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Have a sip of tea and get ready for this one. Some are good. This is the question about the play. Some are good, but so many of them have stupid titles and plots. Just because we like to work with young people doesn't mean we have to dumb everything down to zombie level. That one hurts, and I'll tell you why.
I'm sorry. I have to stop for a moment to pull the arrow out of my heart.
So first of all, okay, let's talk about zombie. We have 200 and some plays. Two of them have zombies in them.
And I will say that both of them are very applicable. It's not just...
Well, the thing is, I think we have a very good mix. We have stuff that's really serious, dramatic, issue-based. And we have like the zany kind of comedies, the stuff that's like Shakespearean parodies. Yep. Hamlet, Zombie Killer of Denmark, I think is a fantastic script.
It's a good play. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Now the thing is, those parody type scripts actually tend to be the most popular.
They're popular.
So when you're flipping through our catalog, when you're looking at our stuff on Facebook, you're going to see us posting a lot more about those shows because they're done more often. So there's more people sending us stuff about them. What I take from a comment like this is that we really need to also highlight that we do have earthy, dramatic stuff that's really, really quality dramatic material.
So
it's just,
dramas don't get done. And, you know what? What I love about our catalog is that it is varied. We have plays like Magic Fairy in the Microwave and Camel Dung and Cloves, written by the wonderful Dara Murphy, that are just get out weird. They are weird, weird, weird. They are black. People die. They are not normal comedies. And I love that we have stuff for weird. And then we have, if you're looking for stuff that isn't zombified, we have a whole ton of issue-based stuff.
Like Sweep Under Rug that looks at poverty. Chicken Road that looks at teen suicide.
Flaky Lips that looks at
racial separation,
Fun House that looks at bullying, you know,
Hoodie that looks at self-image, on and on. There's lots of stuff there, and actually, I think a lot of that is on us to promote that stuff.
You know what? It's really, you know, you're quite right. It's so easy to talk about the light and the fun, because it's fun to talk about the light and the fun. But you know what? Having said all that, I think if you want something that's challenging, I challenge you to pick up a copy of Tuna Fish Eulogy. Tuna Fish Eulogy takes place in sort of a limbo where there is a character who has died. He died when he was 12, and it's 12 years later. And he sort of brings back the people who may or may not have been involved in his death. And it is sort of a trial. It is sort of a revelation. It is a story where when the answer is found out, it helps no one. The play is written in ladder format. That means that when you look at it, the characters' lines are written from top to bottom. They're not written from left to right. So when you first look at it, it kind of looks like a mess of words. And so I hold that play up as a real example of the challenge that exists in our catalog for the student actor.
All right. I'm going to do two more in this little section. One's a little uplifting, so it's good. It's make you feel good. The scripts are relevant for my students as well as affordable in royalties and fees. So there you, like, that is the maddening part of doing a survey like this, because you get that whole yin and yang. It's too expensive. It's very affordable.
Well, you know what? But that means it's good. I think that you need both sides
you're absolutely right. It means we're doing something right if you have people on both sides.
Yeah, it means we're doing something right. And sometimes what I tell young playwrights in terms of when they get feedback and response, you never want to be in the middle. You want the people who love and the people who don't. Because if you've got that means you've hit a nerve. Mm-hmm. And nothing is worse than mediocre theater. So if we've got people on both sides saying, I will not buy your stuff because you've got zombies, and other people saying, you are so appropriate, I'm good with both.
Mm-hmm. This comment goes on.
Okay.
It says, they also keep in mind the technical limitations of low-budget programs. My students actually laugh at your jokes. That is priceless. Somehow the scripts are so accessible that they make my students feel that they can write. That is a gift.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, I never thought about it that way. Mm-hmm. Well, doesn't that make me a happy camper? I
took you down and I brought you back
up. You brought me back up. I think it's really funny that people laugh. If they laugh at... Well, maybe they're talking about other playwrights, because I'm not funny. So
this is the last comment I'm going to put in this section. Didn't know you sold plays.
Oh no!
I know.
Oh my gosh, that's the worst.
You know what that means, though? We have this like great Facebook page. We have this great email newsletter. We just pump out tons of great stuff for people.
Boy.
But it also tells. I'm always afraid when I actually want to post something that I say, "Hey, here's something you might
buy
be interested
this,
in."
Buy this. We're not doing it enough.
No, clearly not.
Oh, Craig.
I know.
That's worse than the other comment. Didn't know you sold plays.
Okay, last question.
Okay.
All right. What do you like about us? Ah, so there'll be some positive stuff in here, hopefully.
Yay, pump us up a little.
Great scripts for large casts, PDF scripts. Everyone loves, all of our plays are available as downloadable PDFs. We can contact you, no problem. You support and encourage young people. Reasonable prices. You want to provide a quality product for a very specific group, and your plays work. That was all one comment.
Go,
that was
young
lovely.
People.
The free exercises, ideas, and monologues are wonderful. I also find the plays to be smart, witty, very much in tune with the young actors.
See, there you go.
Bonus. I like your willingness to answer questions. I like the humor in the plays. I appreciate silly plays that have young actors in mind without writing down to them or being silly. I love buying scripts online instantly. Where's one about you? You're totally accessible. Lindsay initiated an open line of communication last week as we did TikTok. I and my students have emailed her several times.
Okay, so that's something everybody needs to know. If you're doing a play, I try to send out an email to everyone, just sort of say, hey, you got questions? Let me know. You got comments? Let me know. You got pictures? Let me know. And I'm also always available to do a Skype conversation. And just so that you and I and the students can sort of meet face to face, and they can ask me questions face to face.
When I call, a real person, assuming Craig is real, actually answers the phone.
Well, we think he's real.
I'll never tell. I like that my students can use cuttings from your plays at festival without having to pay royalties.
If you're doing a competition, so that's particularly with the scene, has to be under 5 minutes. Five minutes or under, although I think the group one is 8 minutes in IEs. Whatever. If you're doing an excerpt specifically for competition, so what that means is that there's a judge and there's no it's not really an audience for...
It's not a show.
It's not a show. It's a competition. Then you can do a cutting. We do lots of our stuff ends up in lots of monologue competitions. Actually, I just learned that there's two students who are going to be performing one of our IEs, one of our scenes for the opening ceremonies at the Florida State Thespian Festival. And then I think there are three students who have qualified to go to the International Thespian Festival in Nebraska already this year.
So, yes, we're talking about thespian individual events, and there's a few other similar contests. If you want to get the specifics on that free royalty thing, it's theaterfolk.com/royalty_exemptions. theaterfolk.com/royalty_exemptions. And that'll give you the list. We'll put that in the show notes too.
Awesome.
What else would you like us to offer? More full-length plays. We're working on it.
We sort of see ourselves as a one-act competition focused company, but absolutely we're working on full lengths. And mm-hmm. have you seen our latest full length, which is called The Gift, which is,
we offer plays.
Do you guys sell plays? I didn't know. It is inspired by The Gift of the Magi, and it is a modern play. It takes place in the past, takes place in the present. It looks at the whole notion of how recently the economy has tumbled and how that does to a family, and how a girl goes from being completely materialistic, selfish, completely unlikable person to becoming a kind and generous and giving and selfless person. And what is that like to her friendships? And what is that like to the people around her? And the three magi show up through the play.
Here's a tough one, actually. More challenging, serious one acts that are approximately 1 hour for middle school performers.
You know what? I'm not sure that is in our range.
Well,
that's tough.
We like to respond with what we're asked for, and that is something that might be a first that we've ever been asked specifically for that. So that's a good point.
Here's a good point.
If you actually are looking for serious one-act plays for middle school performers that are about an hour long, then please, please, please email us, because we don't know what you want unless you tell us what you want. So if we start getting a ton of emails about that you need this, then that wakes us up and starts us looking for stuff like that for you.
For example, one that came in recently that's going to be put into movement in the next year was, we have 10-minute plays that are for two actors or three actors or four actors, but we don't have anything for large groups. So something that you could do in a class. So a 20-character 10-minute play.
That would be tough.
You know? So, it's something, it's right now it's in the Lindsay is thinking about it mode, and that, as I said, my brain is a little hornet's nest of wackiness, and we'll get there.
Okay, here's a good one. Resources for elementary students.
We tried
a couple of times, and we haven't cracked that nut.
And I think that what we really have to just say is we're a middle school and high school company, grade five and up. We have some Christmas plays, which are in our catalog because usually they're performed by middle schools and high schools for elementary schools. So a lot of that material is going to be relevant. You know what I'll send you to? We are, if you go to the dramanotebook.com, she is someone who has been featured on our website, and I think that last week she was featured in our podcast, and she focuses on elementary. So go to thedramanotebook.com.
Yeah, she has great stuff. Director's binders of scripts. Now, that's actually, if you're doing the photocopy license,
you can do that.
You can do that. I mean, all the scripts will come in a, you have two different options when you do a PDF download. You can print it one up, so it's basically one page centered in the middle of an 8.5x11 piece of paper, which is just perfect setup for directors and for stage managers. Or you can also do them two up, which are basically two pages on one page, the same as if you were to take a script and photocopy it. You know, you have two pages on one page. You can download both of those options with the photocopy license. And yeah, a lot of people use that for directors or stage management or other tech binders. I'd like to see more scripts that cover social issues. We looked at that before. We have a lot of social issue stuff, so that's clearly something we're not telling
doing
people enough
of. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do, well, we just did actually a lot of the things that we talked about. If you look up issue-based plays on our website, that is a category that you can search on.
You're so good at interacting with us. Maybe a direct way for kids to connect with you? Just a thought.
Email. I am always accessible by email, lindsay@theaterfolk.com, and Skype. I would be happy if you're doing one of my plays, if you're working on playwriting. All you got to do is reach out and let us set up a date.
And if it's not a Lindsay Price play, most of our playwrights are really, really open to...
And accessible.
Yeah, and to discussing plays and to talking with you. So just get in touch with us and we'll connect you up and hopefully we can make something like that work for you. And in there, a few people also asked for more tech resources.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. You know what? I think that's an excellent one. I agree. It's kind of hard because Craig and I do you know, we're the ones who are, who provide the resources. And my expertise is playwriting and Craig's expertise is,
acting.
So, we are leery of providing expertise in an area which we, don't have a lot of, background in, but we hear you and we agree. I agree that
it would be great to have more tech stuff. It would be
great to have more tech stuff. So we hear you.
If you're a tech person, get in touch with us and we could probably work something out with you, putting together some
resources
for us.
One thing that we have are the Practical Technical Theater DVD series, which covers the gambit. I know they're not in everybody's budget, but you know, if you're looking for a really comprehensive program on lighting, on set design, on stage management, on sound design, on the basics of lighting, on costuming, there is a DVD on every one of those subjects that comes with lesson plans, that comes with tests, that comes with assignments. It's really a textbook for your entire classroom.
Yeah, they're not cheap, but they're comparable to the buying a set of textbooks and they'll last forever.
Ever, yep.
Theaterfolk.com/PTT. And also through that page, you can click a link and we'll send you a free demo DVD.
Just so you can know what you're getting into.
Yeah. Lastly, do you have printed play catalogs? Doing things online is a hassle with public schools and paperwork. I have to keep a paper trail of everything I do. Yes, we do have printed play catalogs.
Where can they find those catalogs?
Theaterfolk.com/catalog. I think it's catalog UE. Catalog UE.
Because we're Canadian.
Canadian spelling.
Canadian, eh? Well, I think that was really awesome. I guess, you know, what we're learning is we need more tech. We need to let people know that, yes, we have issue-based plays. Yes, we have, not everything is, comes with a side of zombies. And that, yes, you can reach out to us directly. And that, particularly, I can speak for myself. If you're doing one of my plays, I would love to talk with you, talk to your students. Does that sound good?
That sounds good to me.
Yay!
Can I set up a Skype session with you?
Well, you could, except we're in the same room.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
So before we go, let's do some theater folk news. And really, as we're talking here about, you know, communication, feedback, what can we learn? What I really want to talk about is our Facebook and what's been going on there. Something that Craig and I believe in, I think I can speak for you, Craig, is that theater is really about community, right? Production is a little community. And particularly at the school level, if we could play a part in building communities, you know, we'd be very happy. Is that good? Is that good for you?
Yeah.
You're on board?
I'm following. Yep.
Sweet. So to that end, that's really the goal with what we're doing on Facebook. And we love it when you respond to stuff that we're doing, but when you guys talk to each other and when you guys help each other, it's just so fantastic. And this week we posed the question, you know, what are you struggling with? And that prompted a conversation about classroom management. And another question that came up, someone was looking for games and exercises for building energy and team spirit. And there was a ton of response. So I guess this is news because I want you to know if you have a question, if you feel you're alone in your classroom, reach out to our Facebook fans. They are incredibly knowledgeable. They share their knowledge. I think they're the best.
Oh, it's just awesome over there. Now, when you post, anybody can post on our Facebook wall, but it's highly unlikely that too many people will see it. So what I usually do is I just grab them and I repost them as us.
Yes.
And that way it goes out to everyone.
Yeah. So if there's something you want to know and because there's lots going on there, if we miss it, you know, let us know so that we can make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, if you want to come to our Facebook page, it's very simple. It's facebook.com/theaterfolk.
R-E. Like R-E, Shakespeare spelled theater.
Like Shakespeare, because we're Canadian, eh? So lastly, where can you find this podcast? We post new episodes every Wednesday at theaterfolk.com, and we're over on that Facebook page and on Twitter. You can find us on youtube.com/theaterfolk. You can find us on the Stitcher app, and you can subscribe to TFP on iTunes. All you have to do is search on the word Theater Folk and give us some feedback over there. I think we got to get into this mode, Craig. We need to love the feedback, get the feedback, act on the feedback. Even though little daggers go into our hearts, but it's good for us.
It's very important. And we thank everyone who
oh my gosh. It was so wonderful. And it was just, it made us feel that we we're on the right track and we have more to do. Mm-hmm. There's always more to do. And that's where we're going to end. So take care, my friends. Take care.